So I have a little time this morning, and I just a comment yesterday about transparency has just made me want to speak a little bit about this one. You know, I think well, this one was started basically. I just drew a pencil outline of a beast idea, and then I put it away for quite a while, or I forgot about it. Or it just didn't do anything for me. And then I came across it again and I thought I wanted to change it a little bit. So, you know, with a marker, actually, I drew a heavier line and I just kind of adjusted the shape of what was there. And, you know, that's my what I refer to as design mending, where I basically, you know, I change my mind basically, and I want to fix it or change it or adjust it. And, you know, very oftentimes then I just I use the adjustment to go forward, maybe even on another piece of paper or whatever. But it's a process, you know. But this time I kind of worked around a different concept, and that was that I left the original and the mended version, one over the other. And interestingly enough, I was able to almost make it seem as if they were one. But I continued with the process and the idea that transparency, you know, which is really a way of working sometimes in layers and things like that, but the idea of transparency also being a deeper concept of really kind of like being able to see into all the steps that that might be part of creating an image. And in that way, the transparency is more of a concept that refers to how you present and address that process. And I, you know, in considering image, I think it's very interesting that it would be, you know, less of a choosing and more of a working with all the different steps and possibilities. But seeing it all at once is really interesting to me. And I did a lot of things on here that were just kind of like trials. You know, and normally you would maybe pick that and go forward and use it as a reference. But here, you know, in the beginning I thought it was kind of messy, but now I'm thinking that it's just another whole way of looking at image or the way image forms. And when I look at this, I see how the image formed. I don't necessarily see an end product, but I see more like possibility. And I'm also experimenting a little bit with using my language system, you know, all the little symbols and things like that. And I just started sort of working that way on paper. I've done a lot on cloth, but I was not working that way on paper originally. So this one is just, yeah, it's just me considering transparency as an element in the way an image forms. There's nothing really planned here, but I really like the offering of being able to see and show that design mending process in a different way.